Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, when you hit the love of your life with your car, what do you do?
Well, we don't know that it's the love of your life, but it could be.
Could be. It's missed connections. And then what if you got the name of your boyfriend's parent wrong for 2 years?
And they just never corrected you. They just kept it as a running joke.
Yeah, that's group therapy. Some of those inconvenient first world problems that absolutely annihilated Kelly and made her shoot daggers into my skull.
I can't believe you're living like that.
Inappropriate coworker gifts and a lot more.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So it was yesterday. Comes in threes, does it not? After Theo Huxtable, Malcolm Jamal Warner passed away. Now Ozzy Osbourne, the godfather of metal, passed away. 76.
He was only 76.
76. Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that.
He wrote,
he was much older.
Well, he had a rough life.
He did.
And he also said he was diagnosed with Parkinson's several years ago, too.
Yeah.
So he was battling some health issues as well. I will say that there was a cool moment, and I'll play you some of this, when the Louisville Leopard percussionists played Crazy Train for Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he's there with his daughter. And it's kind of
good.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool seeing Ozzy's reaction. He's just kind of like smiling, but then you can see him kind of bobbing his head and almost like he wants to start rocking
with these guys.
Jump
up with them.
Yeah, so that's the Louisville Leopard percussionists performing in front of Ozzy Osbourne. And so when that clip kind of took off on YouTube, because it was on Ozzy's channel or something like that, he cut him a check.
Oh, wow, that's
great. Yeah. So, yeah, pretty cool there. So we'll get that posted so you can see it. Because it's pretty cool, the Louisville Leopard percussionist performing Crazy Train for Ozzy and his daughter there. All right, so yeah, we got a lot of stuff to get to here on the show today. About an hour away from another shot at that trip to Miami to see The Weeknd, and then Kentucky Kingdom passes, so that's pretty cool. So we highlight Craigslist almost on a weekly basis, but mostly it's just for people trying to find love.
Sure.
You know? But we know that that Craigslist is also used kind of like, you know, Facebook Marketplace or any of those places where it's like, hey, if you've got something maybe to sell or to give away, you can advertise it and say, hey, you know what? Come by. I've got a couch. It's on the easement.
Right.
Just go pick it up. You got to move it and haul it yourself, but it's yours. You know? So I want to highlight maybe one of the creepiest Craigslist ads for a free couch. Hi. I'm giving away a couch.
Okay, good start.
It's an old green velvet sectional from the 70s.
Great.
Comfy enough.
Vintage.
No rips. But there is a slight dark stain in the center that won't come out no matter what I try.
Okay. Maybe flip the cushion?
Smells faintly of lavender and something else I can't quite place. It's free to a good home. We could stop there and it would have been just a fine ad.
Yeah. Or you could just say, hey, free vintage green couch.
Yeah, exactly. And then
didn't even have to mark the stain. It's free.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you kind of want to know before you drive out there and see, oh gosh, all right, it's got
a
stain.
It's a free green couch.
You know, you say it's got a stain. It's fine. Maybe a picture, sure.
Okay.
But then it continues. Please read before contacting.
Okay.
The couch must not be left outside overnight. The couch does not like to be sat on after midnight.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Okay, so now the couch has feelings and preferences of when it's used?
If you hear whispering when you're alone in the room with it, ignore it.
It's a haunted couch. That's what you're telling me right now.
Don't
a haunted couch.
Feed it meat.
Why are we feeding a couch?
If it shifts on its own, pretend you didn't notice.
What is happening?
Whatever you do, do not accept its offer.
Its offer of what? The couch is offering something?
I'm moving and can't take it with me.
Why would you want to?
It knows I'm trying to get rid of it.
It knows?
It's been restless lately.
It's mad at him? Is it
Bring
mad?
Bring two people to move it. It gets heavier when it's angry.
Nobody is coming to get this couch.
First come,
nobody.
First serve.
No one's coming.
No holds. I won't answer any questions.
It's going to stay on the curb.
You either want the couch or you don't.
Oh, some sorry schmuck is going to come along.
No delivery.
Oh, no.
You have to come get it. Address will be given to serious inquiries only. Text, I accept the terms to receive the location, and God help you.
What is happening? Who in their right mind would want to mess with that?
So, obviously, this guy's trying to get rid of a couch, but he's like, you know what? I should probably disclose
a couple of things. Some fun facts.
This couch is haunted, so...
Don't feed it meat.
Yeah. How did they figure that out?
Why would anyone want to risk sitting? Because maybe the couch considers it meat.
Now maybe we know why there's a stain?
Blood, maybe?
I don't know.
That's hard to get out.
Anyways.
Did someone die on the couch?
Someone could have just said, hey, I've got a free couch. It's on the curb. If you want it, come get it.
Yep.
And just go, they'll figure it out.
but then claim, oh, I've never had any experiences like that with that couch.
I don't know. Must be you.
Must be a you thing. OMG.
Oh, shoot.
Well, now I'm invested.
I know.
I need someone to document getting this couch.
And then what happens next?
Yes. And then we're going to need to have you check in periodically with how it's going with the couch.
Yeah.
On social media.
Look, the couch may like you and it may be a non-issue.
Okay.
So
just follow the rules.
Yeah. And you'll be
fine. And get off on the right foot.
So there you go. That is the creepiest Craigslist ad for a free couch you've probably ever heard.
It needs its own social media account, The Green Couch.
Right? On 99.7 DJX. All right, time for a phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Steph says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'd love for you to call my husband, Corey. Have some fun with him.
Mm-hmm.
We just celebrated our 12th anniversary. He's the best.
Yay.
Maybe you can make fun of his terrible taste in music.
Oh.
He's almost 40, listens to music like a 15-year-old girl, LOL. Give me a little call, I'll tell you more. You did.
Oh, shoot. Robert Hosspepper works in a computer repair, right? Robert Hosspepper is not a real person. But he needs to call Corey, ask him about the profile he found while working on his computer. That's your phone tap.
Okay.
Hi, is this Corey?
Yeah, who's this?
Corey, it's Robert Hosspepper calling from computer service. You guys brought your computer in to be updated?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, my wife brought it in.
Oh, right. She left your number in case we couldn't get a hold of her. Hope that's okay.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, you should be able to reach her. I think she's just out running errands, but... you have her number, right?
I do. However, I called you on purpose.
Okay.
You see, we've got your computer here. It has two separate profiles, hers and yours. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We share the computer. We just have our own stuff under a different profile.
Okay, well, I'm almost done with it. I updated the virus protection, cleaned out the system files, and got rid of some of the unnecessary programs, so... we're almost ready.
Great. So, is it ready to be picked up?
Well, yeah, almost. I'm a little confused, however, there. I thought I was done, but when I sign on to your profile, the background of the desktop is a picture of Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Well, and I'm sure that was supposed to be your wife's profile picture, and I'm not really sure how it got switched here.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Well, I don't think you're understanding. When you sign into your profile, there's a big picture of Justin Bieber there.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. You can just leave it. Don't stress over it.
Are you sure? I'm happy to change it.
No, don't even worry about it.
I'm happy to change it back.
Just when can I come pick up the computer?
Hang on a second. I'm looking a little close. Is that you in the picture with Justin Bieber?
Okay, look, why don't you just call me back when the computer's ready? I'll come and get it.
Oh, my goodness. This makes sense now. So the login Bieber fan 123 was your login and not your wife's? Is that right?
That's right. That's
Bieber fan 123. Oh, I love it.
Okay. So are we done here? Or?
Oh yeah. Almost, sir. I get it. I thought I had things backward. I thought I was losing my mind. So that is you in the picture with Justin Bieber. Well,
Yeah.
Goodness. It looks like it could be his dad. How old are you? About 40?
Listen, man. All right. I'm late 30s, right? I'm 38. And my music taste is really none of your business. I just want you to fix the computer, okay?
Oh, son, I'm not judging you. You like what you like, right?
Right. That's right.
Well, let me just look at some of your other music files here.
No.
How about don't do that. Just shut it down, man. I'll come pick it up, okay? Can you just do that?
Oh, lots of Justin Bieber in here and Backstreet Boys. Oh, the 98 Degrees in here, yes. Huh? You like them, Corey?
Wow, okay. Yeah. This is really not ethical, what you're doing. I don't need you looking around on my computer, okay?
Nah, it's fine. No shame. Not my kind of music, per se, but, if you like it, that's... Teach his own, right, Corey? Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Let's just wrap this up, all right?
How about let me see that? What else I can find on here.
No.
I wonder.
No, you don't need to do that. That is very unprofessional. You guys aren't supposed to be looking through people's stuff in my private files.
Oh, well, you're not hiding any other embarrassing music on here, are you? Like some Nickelback or Smash Mouth? Or...
Stop. Just turn off the computer right now.
Oh, you know what? I bet your favorite radio station's 99.7 DJX. Probably. I bet you love them. They play all that kind of music. They sure do the prank calls and put people on the radio. Am I right?
All that.
Wait, what? What
do you Corey. Mean? Corey. Corey, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX, and it's a phone tap. Congratulations.
Oh, really? You serious?
Yes, Steph said we could call and have a little fun with you and poke some fun with the music you like. But hey, I think it's fine, by the way. I don't know what her problem is.
Wow. This guy's going through my stuff. I think, thank you. And thanks for letting everybody know what I'm listening to, by the way. Now
you're welcome.
I really get choked on, for sure.
Wear it loud and proud.
That's right. Loud and proud.
The login, the playlist, fire.
Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
All right, there you go. Phone tap, 99.7 DJX. Now time for us setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
An example of what not to do?
Yeah. Look, Canada just kind of made a change that will delight those with immature senses of humor. It's kind of like why I put it in the setting the bar category.
This is in your wheelhouse.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without renaming your transit fare inspectors the poo inspectors... You're doing okay.
Are they literally inspecting poo, or does that stand for something?
It stands for Provincial Offenses Officers, or P.O.O. for short.
Which is poo inspectors.
Sure.
Yeah.
No one's
going to call them anything but poo inspectors.
So they gave them like a more official upgrade. They gave them new uniforms. The titles now of Provincial Offenses Officers. It's a massive hit because the acronym Poo Inspectors has been going viral.
It
now,
does
look,
make you think other things.
They understand what
they
did. They understand. They said, we were kids once too and the acronym was thought through.
But grow up!
But the designation was not ours to begin with. It existed in Ontario legislation long before the TTC began using it this weekend. The TTC meaning the Toronto Transit Commission.
So many acronyms.
So they were like,
we thank the snickering 12-year-old boys who dominate the internet for their insights. However, it does not negate the fact that fair cheats face fines of hundreds of dollars, which is no laughing matter.
Oh, wow.
Then, of course, everyone online started roasting that defensive response.
Course.
Here are some Canadians.
I don't think that was necessary to change. I don't know why they would change it exactly.
I would change it immediately if I were the person doing that. That's a really weird acronym to have, especially if you're like saying that out loud too and like so proud of it. Like, I would not do that.
Yeah, sure. So basically, like, if you get caught riding public transportation without paying the fare, you face stiff fines.
Yeah, so they basically will fine anyone who's caught riding without a ticket.
Yeah.
That could be anywhere from $200 to $500.
The poo inspectors will get you.
The poo inspectors will get you.
They're going to get you.
We will.
You try to ride the bus without paying the ticket, the poo inspector's going to get you.
That's right. That's right. We're going to tweet a photo. Because someone just spotted some poos on the street.
Oh, no.
We'll tweet the photo out at Ben and Kelly Show. But again, if you can manage to make it through the day without renaming your transit fare inspectors, the poo inspectors.
Yes. Then if you're doing the poo inspectors coming for you, you might say, oh, poo.
Oh, poo.
Oh, poo.
That's your setting the bar story. Coming up. Hey, so when you forget someone's name and you're like with your husband, do you guys have like some sort of code or thing that you say to alert the other person that you don't know their name? It's 99.7 DJX, by the way.
Maybe we should come up with something. I think largely when I say, this is my husband, Michael.
Like if you introduce him first.
Yes.
Then that's his code that, oh, hi, I'm Michael. And then try to get the name from them, extract the name from them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like with my wife and I, when we go somewhere and I'm like, ooh, I know this person. Or I know I've met this person.
The name escapes me in the moment.
Yeah,
though.
I don't remember the name exactly. And so a lot of times,
so like an elbow squeeze.
She will do the kind of the dirty work and be like, hey, I'm Elizabeth,
So she just goes and introduces herself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, you guys don't know each other?
Oh, you guys don't, what?
I can't believe you guys haven't met each other. Oh, wow, that's crazy. It's crazy. I go back with this person a long time.
Well, and I also say nice to see you.
Oh, I've said that for years.
If I'm not entirely sure if we've met before.
No, I say it regardless.
Yes.
I say it regardless.
Yeah.
I say nice to see you.
Yes. Because if you say nice to meet you and then they're like, we've met before.
I have.
You feel like the biggest jerk ever.
So recently, I shook hands with someone local who you'd know and...
Who we all would know?
Yeah.
Or I would know?
Yeah. We all would know.
Okay.
And we'll say we run his commercials.
Okay.
And he was like, nice to meet you. And I've seen this guy several times.
Oh, he and said I was nice like, to meet
yes.
you. And you're like,
and I was like, buddy.
We've met several times.
Buddy. And I go, nice to see you again.
Oh, wow. Nice passive aggressive.
Yeah,
return,
you know, sometimes
sir.
You just got to do that. Sometimes you got to be like, "Hey, nice to see you again."
Oh.
And there was nothing said after that,
nope.
But it was just like,
message was received.
He was going on in his own thing and
right.
all that
He's
stuff.
He's got probably lots of other people to talk to.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll remember you next time?
No.
Okay. You can just you
no.
got that in your back pocket. You can just say nice to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
That's
so
great.
So coming up, Amy's got an issue with names.
Okay.
And she's wondering is it a huge red flag? Her sister seems to think it is. She's on the warpath.
Oh.
Her friends are like, chill out, Amy.
Easy, sis.
Easy, sis. So are you on the easy, sis side? Are you on the warpath side? Hear it in group therapy coming up next on 99.7 DJX. All right, time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Okay. I need help.
I like how you're really embodying
I've tried my sister and my friends, and I'm still stuck, so I figured I'd reach out to you both.
Okay.
So I just found out that I've been calling my boyfriend's dad by the wrong name for 2 years. 2 whole years.
Wow.
Apparently his name is Don. I've been calling him Ron this entire time.
Okay.
My issue is they all knew.
Oh.
They let me keep calling him Ron. Okay. Laughed about it behind my back. Never corrected me. Not my boyfriend. Not his mom. Not his dad. Don Ron himself. Finally came out during a family dinner, and they cracked up like it was the funniest thing ever.
Okay.
I was sitting there blinking, wondering if I was the punchline to some inside joke I've never signed up for. Now I'm mad, confused, and a little humiliated. My sister is livid. Mm. She says this is a giant red flag, and that any family who would let you embarrass yourself like that for 2 years and not say a word is not a family you marry into.
Mm.
My friends are telling me to chill. It's just a silly running joke. I should blow it out of proportion. They say my boyfriend treats me well, which, to be fair, he does. Mm-hmm. I should just apologize, laugh it off, and move on.
Okay.
So now I don't know what to think. Is this one of those no big deal things, or is this some kind of subtle mean girl family dynamic where I'm going to be the joke forever?
No.
Can I come back from this without feeling like an outsider? What do you all think?
Wow.
I feel like this could totally happen to me. Like, this could totally have happened to me. Like, they would have just condescendingly patted me on the head.
Yes. Hi, Don. Yes. Yeah, hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. And then they all, in the group chat, laugh about me. Oh, she's precious. Let's just keep it going. I think it's fun.
I mean, I can understand how she feels kind of like hurt by that.
But if Ron isn't hurt by it, and they just were laughing it off, and ended up being kind of a family joke, and they're laughing about it.
So here's what
then I'm laughing with them.
Right. Here's what I think, Amy. If you do wind up like going the distance, marrying this guy, that's never going to leave. That's going to be something.
No, yeah, that's the joke that will follow you.
That is you.
It was a 2-year long joke.
That, yes.
You're a part of.
That is a joke that has such legs.
And I feel like
that you're not going to be able to get out from it.
That makes you a part of the family.
Maybe. Maybe that's a little bit more endearing where they're like, we're not going to tell her. It's fine.
Yes. And I feel like that, right? And the fact that they were laughing and that kind of thing, I don't think they were holding it against you that you couldn't remember and thought his dad's name was different for 2 years.
Mm.
They were obviously weren't mad about it.
2 years.
2 years is really funny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would lean into it because I have a sense of humor.
Right.
And I would just like, I would think that's an endearing thing. And they were kind of like welcoming you into the family now because they've had this running joke.
And obviously, you know, the family, you've been around them for 2 years.
Yes.
That's interesting. I almost might still call him the wrong name.
I'd continue it.
Yeah.
Even now that you know it's been
right.
a joke.
Right.
Now, don't now let that, it die now.
Right. Why let the joke die now?
He's forever Ron. He's now Ron. Sorry. His name is now Ron. Continue it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I understand you're a little bit humiliated
I
understand
the perspective of that.
But I kind of am siding, I think, with your friends on this, where it's like, all right, you know, if your boyfriend treats you right and his family treats you right and that's the only thing, then you know what? Just, hey, learn how to laugh at yourself type of thing.
Exactly. This is, I think, one of those things that you kind of laugh with them over and then keep it up.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't let it die.
Get one of those t-shirts, those custom t-shirts that Ryan, the guy that's on after us, he has.
With like a little, like a name tag that says Don/Ron.
Yeah.
Maybe do something like that. Lean into it.
502-795-1997. Have you ever made such a name error? Tell us that story, what happened, or you can always comment on Amy's as well. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories and comments coming up on 99.7 DJX. Amy got with us, and she was a little embarrassed, maybe even, dare I say, humiliated. Well, her words, actually. that she was telling her boyfriend's dad's name wrong. She was calling him by the wrong name for 2 years, basically for the 2 years that they've been dating.
His name's Don. She called him wrong.
Yeah, never corrected. No one in the family ever corrected her. Then she found out, and it was just all some big joke. And so her sister's really mad, like, hey, that's not a family you marry into who would just let you embarrass yourself like that for that long without cluing you in. Her friends are like,
not a big deal.
It's a joke.
It's kind of fun.
Chill out.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of people rolling in on Facebook. Megan says, girl, embrace it. Go all in on the joke. Get a t-shirt with his name on it and pics of him. I think that's kind of genius. Like, the next time you see it, wear it to their house. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, Angie texted in and said, my niece dates a guy called Sebastian, and they all call him Seb for short, and my parents continually call him Seth.
Oh, my God.
They've been dating for 5 years.
No! And they're getting married. So it's not like he's new to the family. That's so
oh,
great.
Seth.
That's so great.
It's Seb. And I wonder if they know his name's Sebastian. Like,
they may not. They may not. Oh my
That's
gosh.
A weird nickname for Sebastian. Seth.
Yeah, yeah. Seth, where'd you guys get that? Brandy says, I guess I'm different because I laugh my booty off and still call him Ron. Fun fact, a buddy of mine did this to me. Mm-hmm. Knew him growing up. Knew his name. I was in a car accident with my daughter's father. He was driving and saw my buddy a year after the wreck. Introduced him to my mom as Josh. My 19-year-old was still an infant then. Josh knew I was in the wreck and had bad memory issues, so that's why he didn't correct me. But a few months later, I belted it out. Oh, my gosh, his name is Michael. And my mom's like, who? Josh.
Oh.
Josh is Michael.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
She just went with it.
Jessica said, I started working at a job, and when my boss introduced me to all my coworkers, he introduced me as Jenny.
Oh, my gosh.
But everyone already knew that my name was Jessica.
And nobody corrected him?
I nor my coworkers corrected him because who corrects the boss?
True.
So the whole time I worked there, I was known as Jenny. Ooh. The funny part is after I quit that job, whenever I ran into my old coworkers, they still call me Jenny.
That's hysterical. That's just fantastic. It's like she and all the other coworkers had a running joke the boss never knew.
It's like Severance.
Yes.
It's like that's her innie. Her yep. innie is Jenny. Her yep. outie is Jessica.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. That's so great.
That is funny.
Oh, Jenny says, my sister-in-law called my mom by the wrong name in a drunken stupor once, and it's been a joke in our family for years. Just good, lighthearted fun. I think they were just trying to protect your feelings at first, and then it went on and on and on. I'd definitely keep calling him by the wrong name, though, and be part of the fun now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, now that you're in on it,
right,
keep it
right,
going.
Right, just laugh at yourself. Give it a little bit of time, because, you know, once you let the heat of the embarrassment wear off, I think you'll be fine.
Yes.
You know, and look, I think you just kind of move on from it. But yes, that joke will never die.
Exactly. Like, yes, as Catherine says, this is his name forever now when it comes to you. This is your thing. Take it back. Own it. He's forever Ron. It's no longer their thing, but it's your thing too now.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think that's great.
All right.
Call him Ronald when you're feeling extra, she said.
Ronald. Ronald!
Ronald!
And then people be like, why does your girlfriend call your dad Ron? Isn't his name Don? Yeah, yeah. It's a
now
thing.
Now it's like a pet name.
It's a thing.
It's a pet name yeah. now.
All right. So, like, hey, hopefully, Amy, we've talked you off the ledge.
Yes.
You know, and you know, hopefully you can talk to your sister, too, about it and all that. Figure it all out.
John, text. Amber needs to lean into it and laugh with them.
Amber. All right.
I like it.
Thank you, Amber / Amy. That is group therapy. What is a first world inconvenience that you realize when you can just take a step back and go, you know what, it's all right. If this is my only issue, I think we're doing okay. But it still annoys you.
Heather, the water in our office water dispenser comes out so slow, almost to a trickle, and it makes me crazy every single time I want to fill up my cup because it takes so long.
You know what? The same as I, Heather, I'm going to go ahead and say I concur.
Yeah.
Because the filtered water, if you want to get it out of the refrigerator, yeah, that's, you know, good for the Keurig and stuff like that.
Sure.
It takes, you got to have 5 minutes.
Yep.
To sit there and wait for the whole water to, yeah. So the reason I bring this up is, as Kelly expressed, my old phone, I must have like dropped it or something. But since then, the screen, all the apps and everything still work. I just can't see what I'm doing because the screen is just.
It kind of looks like.
Goes bonkers.
When an old TV was going on the fritz.
Yeah.
And this screen sometimes, is just kind of like.
Yeah. And sometimes I can get a glimpse of the screen underneath and I can like make some corrections and stuff like that. So anyway.
Is that just like the resting screen?
No,
like, can you,
no, that's
you
the,
can't just
no,
swipe
that's
up
it.
And see all
no,
the.
No.
Okay.
I can do everything on my phone.
How do you do it if you can't see it?
Exactly. That's the hard part.
Okay.
So fast forward, I did get a new phone.
You did?
I got a new phone. And
why are you still carrying around the old one?
Because I'm still trying to get stuff off of it.
Okay.
And this is my first world inconvenience.
Okay.
Is changing everything over from one phone to the next.
Don't you just go to the store and they do it for you?
No.
Oh. Here's my cousin.
You just rolled your eyes at me because you're an iPhone user. And now this is my iPhone and everything just goes over.
Just go to the Apple store and they just go boop. And they just,
yeah, well, so just, if I would have gone, see, yeah. I have a Google Pixel, and if I would have gone from a Pixel to a Pixel, it would have been that there would it would have been seamless. But I went from a Pixel to a Samsung, and it's a great phone.
But they're not talking.
But
to
they're
each
not
other nice.
They talk to each other enough, but they're still like when you reload all your apps, you got to log in for the first time.
Oh, no.
And you're like.
And then do you remember your password?
Right.
No, the phone remembers the password.
The phone remembers
you.
The password.
The phone remembers it.
And then here's my other first world inconvenience. It says, here, we're going to go ahead and send your old phone a little verification just to make sure you're a real person. You're a real person to make sure that someone's not breaking in. And I'm like, I can't see.
Oh.
I can't. Do it. I can't. It's like I want my Samsung phone to look at my Pixel. Go look. Look,
they're holding the phones next, like right facing each other. Like talk to each other. Oh my gosh, you need.
So
to,
that's
you need to go to the store. You
yeah,
do the commercial.
Sandy,
say,
I
understand. Hey.
Sandy texted and she said, "There's an app to switch your phone." Yes, I know.
Yeah,
you don't understand. I can't see anything
yeah.
on my old phone.
That's the problem, is can't see anything on the screen because the screen's messed up, so you can't really, that
here,
makes
here I am complaining about this modern piece of technology.
Have you tried to go to the store?
Why would I do that?
Why would you do that? Because maybe they got special filled wire thingies that can like read stuff internally in your phone. You can't see because the screen's messed up. Why are you? Why
would
am
I do that?
Still just suggesting, have you been to the store? That should have been the first place you went when you received your new phone. How was that not the first place that you went? How was that not the first place you went?
And say, then I got to try to connect my earbuds and get the Bluetooth to talk.
I've got help you with that.
I've got to figure out the Wi-Fi.
They're professionals. They know all the things about this technology.
Anyways,
they could probably help you out and make your life a lot
first
easier.
First world inconveniences. Ashley texts in and says he complains his truck automatically connects to my phone instead of his when we both get in.
Sure. Absolutely. It's like it likes you better.
Yeah. You know what? That's the same
the
thing.
The car is chosen.
Well, I know. I know. It is funny because like I'll get into my wife's car and and my phone will connect. Mm-hmm. And she's like, wait, is your phone connected? And I'm like, oh, I guess it is.
It
sorry.
Likes me better.
I guess it likes me better.
It's just, you know, it's just the car choosing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Tammy said, my gel manicure dilemma. She said, my nail's still perfect. But it's been 3 weeks and the regrowth isn't giving, it's giving neglect. So,
oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that's
no.
funny. Yeah. Those first world minor inconveniences. That's
wait,
my deal.
I have a question. How long have we had the new phone?
Couple days.
Okay. So you're just. How long are we going to continue to try to struggle through transferring everything manually by yourself? How long?
I haven't reached the point where.
Oh, you haven't? I would have been there instantly. It would have taken me about 30 seconds, and I would have given up. So, I'm like, I'm driving to the store. I'm going to let the professionals handle this.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk in and say, look, my phone is doing this.
Yeah.
I got this new phone. I need all this stuff on this one to go on this one. Make it happen. And I would just give it to them.
All right. You and I are different.
Why in the world do you do this to yourself? Why do you make me yell at you?
And thank you. By the way, Amy texts in, our AC is going out at work. It's 78 degrees in our office for almost 3 weeks. Oh, first world problems.
Oh, yeah.
That is for first world.
That is annoying.
But,
yes.
But Sean texted in.
Yes. A man's stubbornness knows no bounds. We will not ask for help. And that makes us women crazy.
All right. We'll end this segment. We'll end this segment before
I'll
Kelly.
I'll drive you there today.
Nope.
We're making it happen today.
Don't need it. Don't need it.
So let's just keep carrying two phones for as long as it takes.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. All right. Let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
This is both the cutest and maybe slightly creepiest thing you're going to see all week.
Okay.
Gus is a wiry, white senior dog.
Gotcha.
Dealing with some separation anxiety when his human, Keandra, had to work.
Mm-hmm.
So she ordered this life-sized doll to keep him company.
Okay.
And it worked instantly. If I could describe it, he kind of looks like Freddie Farm Bureau. He's got like kind of a soft body.
All right.
But like a plastic head.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she put clothes on him. Like she put like man clothes on him.
Yeah.
Named him Freddie. And well, Gus never leaves his lap. They even take him in the car.
Wow.
They're inseparable at this point.
Part of me is so glad this is working. The other part of me is like, this is a stranger. Gus has never met this fake person in his whole life. He's like, oh yeah, you're my best friend. I can't even think of a name for this guy. I don't know what to call him because all the sites said to interact with it like a real person.
Yeah, you gotta talk to him.
Bud. Nice of you to visit. Yeah. Man, haven't seen you in years.
Gus wasn't the only one who warmed up to him pretty quickly. My cat, Doug, seemed to have found a friend as well.
Doug, you... Do you like him too? You freaks. Oh my God.
We're like a little family unit now.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's got to take this doll with her everywhere. Like, she's got him strapped in the back seat. He's got sunglasses on.
Sure.
You know, because sunny day. But the dog is kind of like, where are you taking my buddy? As soon as she puts him down somewhere, he's literally on the lap.
Wow.
Like, this dog never leaves Freddie's lap.
Okay.
It's hysterical. And she's fully committed now.
All right.
Like, it's working. So, and now Doug the cat also loves Freddie the doll.
Doug the cat.
Their favorite person.
Sure.
Yep. So, she's committed to it now.
Wow.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen when she starts dating someone. Because right now she's single and Freddie's kind of the man of the house. Yep.
Wow.
It's kind of, it's fascinating. Watch their whole story. You probably should.
Okay.
It's hysterical. I mean, kudos to Keandra.
Sure.
For putting up with this. And because it's kind of logistically a lot. Like, she's got to carry him all over the house.
Yeah.
Take him everywhere.
Yeah.
Strap him into the car. She dresses him.
Yeah.
Changes his outfit. She probably had to buy some clothes. I don't know. I don't know all the details, but you can do a deep dive into it at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
I mean, this doll is like lifelike.
Exactly. It's life size, like a man size.
It's crazy. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, Ben and Kelly court action here. We're going to hear from the plaintiff, the husband, the defendant, the wife, all about an inappropriate gift for a coworker.
Well, that's what he says.
That's what he says. Should I do?
I think maybe play the part of the husband. Play the part of the husband.
Husband,
the plaintiff.
Okay. Says, am I making too big a deal of this? My wife bought a guy she works with cologne. I've never heard of this guy until recently. He's not a boss or a manager, so I feel like buying cologne for just another man she works with is highly inappropriate. I saw the cologne on our bank statement and asked my wife about it. She said that her new coworker had a birthday and she bought him his favorite cologne. I told her that it was inappropriate to buy that for him. She told me that I'm acting jealous and it's not a big deal. I find it highly offensive that she'd do this to me. Buying cologne is a violation of our trust. It's an intimate gift to buy for a man. Oh, and by the way, I found out this dude used to be a male model.
Oh, plot twist.
That's the plaintiff, the husband. Now, the defendant, the wife, played by Kelly.
The fact that I am not allowed to buy my friends and coworkers a present shows just how insecure my man is. I'm not the least bit attracted to the guy who used to be a male model I bought the cologne for. The guy has a serious girlfriend. The people I work with always buy nice presents for each other. I didn't buy the guy underwear. Mm. I bought him his favorite cologne. Mm. And the whole male model thing is barely true. Mm. My coworker was a model when he was 10 years old. He did one commercial, and that was over 20 years ago. My husband needs to relax because I did nothing wrong. If my intentions are pure, how can I be wrong? Buying cologne is not an inappropriate gift for a coworker or friend. Don't you guys agree with me? Cologne is perfectly acceptable.
Okay, so there you go. You've heard the sides. Ben and Kelly Court.
I have a question as an attorney.
As an attorney.
That's the roles we're playing, right?
Sure. All right. Yeah.
So... she mentioned new coworker. How do we already know what his favorite cologne is?
Good question. Maybe she smelled him and was like, "Oh, that's good cologne."
What is
he's
that?
Like, "Oh, it's my favorite. It's Cool Water."
Cool Water.
It's Cool Water.
It's Dracar.
It's Dracar. It's Cool Water. It's my fave. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll remember that. Yeah. Robin checks in and says, okay, I'm chiming in on this one. She says via text, yes, buying a man cologne is like buying his underwear. Yeah. Hell no.
Yes, a man's scent and being close enough to smell him feels a little bit more intimate.
It does feel a little more intimate. Where
it does feel intimate.
I think the implications of getting a guy cologne is, I want to smell this on you.
Yes, I want to smell your neck.
Yeah, I want to get close enough to you to be able
to smell this. You.
Right.
I smell you.
And understanding that once you get past discovering cologne for the first time, then you learn how to actually wear it where it's not so abrasive or, you know, so it is a little bit more subtle. So then you got to get closer.
Tattooed Mexican on text says it's very inappropriate. It's intimate, not to mention it's a new coworker. How does she know it's his favorite so soon? See, that was my point. How would she feel if he did the same thing to a female coworker, like bought her perfume?
Oh my gosh. Okay. You're a female.
Yes. That's too much. No, no.
Yeah, but
no.
But, okay. All right.
No, no.
If it was your favorite cologne or perfume.
My favorite perfume you bought for someone else?
No. If a male, you and I are a little too close. if someone else.
But because we're coworkers.
Yeah, but you've bought me underwear.
I have.
Okay, so
thinking back, I have done that.
And I wore a body spray one time that you were like, yeah, you need to stop wearing that.
Yeah,
so
it smelled real good.
Right, exactly. So
and that was uncomfortable.
Right, so we can't. I'm a bad example for this, but someone
feel
else.
Like you're making the point for the husband.
I'm saying something else. Yeah.
Are you team husband or team wife? What are you trying to
I'm
say?
I'm saying if someone bought you. A male coworker bought you your favorite perfume.
I would be like, oh, because also perfume is not cheap.
Right. Would you accept it?
No.
And two, okay. All right. Well,
no,
then,
I wouldn't. I feel like it's inappropriate.
So you,
I feel like it's a little too personal.
Who doesn't like confrontation.
Right.
Would say, no.
No, oh, that's really sweet. I don't think I can take that.
I actually am allergic to that now.
I am making up fake allergies to say the feeling. No, I think, again, it's too personal of a gift. I'm siding with the husband on this one. I think it's too personal.
All right, we will take recess. We'll render a verdict coming up. Ben and Kelly Court, back from recess. Is cologne an inappropriate gift for a coworker? We heard from the husband who says yes.
Inappropriate.
This guy even used to be a model. The wife said it's
He was a model when he was 10.
Yeah.
And, and coworkers always buy nice gifts for each other.
Which I will give her that point.
Okay.
The male model stretch. Okay. He was 10. Let's get that out of there.
Okay.
All right.
So that point has been
dismissed.
Tossed aside.
Yes. The point of him being a male model, dismissed.
Okay. But the fact, new coworker, she knows his favorite cologne.
Mm.
Means she wants to smell him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Redbubble Rachel texts in and says, as an attorney also, I agree with Kelly. Number one, how do you even know what his favorite cologne is?
Yes.
Being a new employee. Number two, cologne is expensive.
Yes.
Why are you buying your coworker such an expensive present?
Yes.
What kind of job does she have?
Yes.
Buy me some perfume.
Yeah.
I'm team husband on this.
Yes. Andrew, right. The love doctor, also checking in. Red flag. Absolutely not. Period.
Okay. Michelle says, look, I've been married 27 years. I feel it's inappropriate to buy perfume for a coworker. That's too personal of a gift, in my opinion.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I don't wear cologne. There was a period of time when I wore body spray.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me to stop.
I did. It smelled too good. Felt inappropriate. It's not good.
You're like,
nope.
Tish texts in and says, I need to know what that body spray was that Ben was wearing.
It was Axe chocolate. It was delicious.
I didn't even remember what that was.
I did. Oh,
okay.
I did.
All right, right.
I did.
I just be like,
yep.
Every morning before Kelly would come in, I would just,
and I'd walk in, it would hit me as soon as I walk in the door. I was like, uh-oh.
Listen, we've worked too long together. Like, we can't. No, there's nothing.
No. I feel like we are all on the same page.
Yeah, I think so.
Siding with the plaintiff,
which
on
is
this one.
Yeah,
the husband. Cologne is too personal.
Yeah, it's almost like the wife wants to smell it on the new coworker.
Yes, and listen, why are we?
And she says he has a serious girlfriend. Which, let the serious girlfriend buy him.
Exactly.
Right,
because she's going to be smelling him.
Yes,
not you.
Unless he wears too much of it at work.
Maybe. But I'm just saying. And maybe we need to have a talk with all the coworkers about backing down how much money we're spending on each other's birthdays. That sounds
like it's
a little extravagant.
Like, okay, what is this, Wolf of Wall Street?
Right. Everybody around here, someone gets a card and everybody signs it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, remember back in the day we used to get Dairy Queen cakes?
Used to get Dairy Queen cakes.
That was something special.
That was something real special.
Anyways, all right, we are citing on the husband.
We rule in favor of the plaintiff?
The plaintiff, yes.
So does she go and ask for the cologne back now? What do we do?
Hey, do you still have that cool water? I want to give it to someone else.
My husband's mad.
My husband's mad. So wait. If you got it back, which would be wildly weird too, asking for a present back that you gave someone.
Right, can't really do
that. But anyways, she asks for it back and then she gives it to her husband. I want you to smell like my coworker, Bob.
No.
That's just weird too.
No.
All right, anyways. All right, there you go. Ben and Kelly Court on 99.7 DJX. Sometimes you see that person and it's sudden, but you catch their eye, they catch yours, and there's a spark. You feel it, but you don't know how to get a hold of them because you don't have a name or number. What do you do?
Yeah, well, then you do a little typey-typey. You make a little ad. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Shout out to Jen, who sent this in.
Okay.
You stole my parking spot. And possibly my heart.
Oh, okay.
It's a woman for man.
Nice.
You were in a silver Toyota with the audacity of a pirate.
Grr.
I was in a red Kia with a blinker on and dreams of parallel parking glory.
Okay.
I saw the spot burst. I was poised. I was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then, bam! You swooped in like it was the last lifeboat on the Titanic, and I was just a peasant in steerage.
Oh, wow. All right.
Such disregard.
Yeah.
I yelled something about your mother. I'm sorry. I'm sure she's probably lovely.
Sure.
And you responded with a peace sign, a wink, and what I think was an apologetic shoulder shrug. Or maybe it was just gas. Either way, I was moved. You walked into Trader Joe's. I followed. Not because I'm a stalker, but because I needed hummus and closure.
Sure.
I lost you somewhere near the frozen cauliflower at Noki.
Oh, wow. That's good.
So if you're out there, mysterious spot stealer, let's park our differences and give this a shot. You bring the charm. I'll bring passive-aggressive parking cones.
Ah!
P.S. You owe me a spot. And maybe dinner.
Oh, righty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, that does stink, though, when you have your eye on a... Sure. Parking spot and someone else gets it.
But there was just kind of a tug of war with the emotions there. Like, yeah. I hate you, which you're cute, but I kind of hate you. You're a jerk, but let's have dinner.
All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Oh. This is man from woman. Sorry about hitting you with my car.
Oh. Oh, also not the best way to start off.
Wow. Okay. You were glowing like a goddess on your morning jog. Wow. Wearing neon pink shorts, a high ponytail, and rage.
Oh.
I was the distracted dude in a blue Corolla, emotionally overwhelmed by a TikTok of a pug falling into a kiddie pool.
Wait, I gotta get that. I get that, but not while you're driving.
I was parked at the stop sign.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, for a while, apparently, because the car behind me honked and ruined both of our days.
Aw, dang it.
I panicked.
Mm.
Hit the gas.
Uh-oh.
And hit you.
Oh, no.
You bounced off the front of my hood like a majestic, furious deer. Then Hulk smashed my car while yelling something that sounded like a spell meant to curse my future children.
Hulk smashed his car? Oh, she was upset about that, clearly.
Listen,
I would be too.
I didn't hear the words you were saying. I was too busy gazing into your eyes.
Did he say sorry?
And praying I hadn't broken your legs.
Oh.
You seem fine. You sprinted off into the horizon.
Okay.
But I've been haunted ever since.
Yeah, probably.
By guilt.
Yes.
Obviously.
Because you hit a person.
But mostly by your beauty.
Oh, she was cute. Yeah.
And your headband, actually, which you accidentally threw at me after the impact. I still have it. Smells like beauty and vanilla.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
So here's my humble proposal. Let me buy you dinner. Promise to look both ways this time.
That's not going to happen.
There's a new tapas place that has great reviews, and I think you deserve tiny overpriced plates and a glass of wine that costs more than my deductible. Listen, if you're reading this...
Yeah, she's not.
...and your hip is only mildly bruised...
Ooh.
Yeah. Reach out. Let me make it up to you. And maybe you can bang something of mine.
Well, that got aggressive. That took a sharp left turn at the end. It was a little presumptuous. Wow. He could have said, like, hey, if you went to the doctor for a little checkup, I'd be happy to cover any sort of bills if you needed to go get injuries checked
out. Whether the guy stole your parking spot and maybe your heart because he's cute.
Sure.
Or you hit a jogger.
I have a little more hope for the first one. Like, I feel like parking spot guy, maybe. But jogger, no.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's one thing, and that, my friends, is...
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Nice try.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Nice try. 99.7 DJX. Time for a feel-good story. Every hour, we give you feel-good stories here on the show. Kelly Kay.
Maybe you've heard about this Delta pilot that is being called a hero for narrowly avoiding a mid-air collision with a B-52 bomber.
Mm-hmm.
He was approaching the airport. Flight was coming in from Minneapolis to a small North Dakota airport in Minot. And since the airport is small, they don't use radar. Mm-hmm. So the air traffic control just uses sight to guide them.
Jeez, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And didn't see how close they were. The pilot spotted it. This massive B-52 bomber in his path had to pull a hard right to avoid hitting it and then explain to the passengers what he did.
There's no radar here, so the tower realized that the spacing wasn't going to work, and he said, turn right. And I looked over, and there was an airplane, which was supposed to be on the right-hand side. I thought it was a small airplane. He said, turn right. I said, there's an airplane over there, and he says, turn left. And then over and saw the airplane that was coming on a converging course with us. Sorry about the aggressive maneuver. It caught me by surprise. This is not normal at all. I do apologize for it. Not a fun day.
Wow.
Yeah, they were applauding him for his quick action. One of the passengers was like, yeah, I'm looking out expecting to see the horizon. Then I see grass.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind
of crazy.
Unusual thing to deal with. But the bomber was doing a flyover at the state fair there in North Dakota.
Oh.
So, yeah, just kind of crazy.
Yeah,
that,
you know,
the flights are still coming and going on their normal schedules. Even when state fairs are going on, they got the flybys. You can see the full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 EJX. Normally this segment, the setting the bar segment, is like stupid criminals, right?
Right. Like, it's obvious these people did something wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's, hey, we wish this didn't happen to you. Like, it was just bad timing, bad luck.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Sometimes we're just going to put stories like this in there, too. If you can manage to make it through the day without naming your baby Aquaman because you like the movie, you're doing okay.
That is, listen, we've talked many times on this show about the pressure of coming up with a name that no one's going to make fun of.
Look, unique names, not new.
No.
Celebrities have, and normal people alike, have
chosen. But Aquaman is taken.
Random names.
Aquaman is taken. By a cartoon, a comic book character, a movie character, Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Trisha Paytas, she just had a third baby, shared the news on YouTube.
We watched three movies to really solidify this name, and I feel like if people have been watching me for a while, which, by the way, the people who guessed, they knew. They were like, this makes the most sense. I was shocked. Maybe people just didn't like the name, so they didn't want to comment it, but I was shocked more people didn't guess this, because I was like, not only
they
is
guessed
it...
half of it.
Okay, it is... Aquaman!
It is!
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Oh, yeah. This is the...
Oh, my God.
Yay! Yeah, so, I mean, it's a cute little picture of her new baby. Aquaman Moses is the name.
Oh,
wow. Now, Aquaman is going to join a family that already has two other siblings, Malibu, Barbie, and Elvis.
Oh, gosh.
Which Barbie and Elvis, okay, I get the pop culture significance of Barbie and Elvis, and those names are fine.
But Malibu?
But why do you got to put Malibu Barbie?
Are we?
Listen, I don't want to sit here and shame people for what they name their kids.
No, but I feel as though when those kids get into school, they might have some issues.
Aquaman Moses
joining Malibu, Barbie, and Elvis.
Yeah, and I remember like the biggest thing back in the day was, remember Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin naming their kid
Apple
and Moses.
Yes,
I want to say
yeah.
Which, you know, both those are now, I guess we're fine with, you know, or just whatever.
They were really unusual.
They were unusual at the time. So maybe,
but now we're used to it.
Maybe in 15 years when we see Aquaman grow into adolescence, then we'll say, aw.
Yeah, I don't
think adorable.
So. Do you remember, who was the actor? He was in that show with Earl Jason somebody. Didn't he name his son Pilot Inspector?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, well, and Blanket.
Blanket, yes. Michael Jackson's son, Blanket.
And then look at Kanye.
Yes.
You know, again, unusual names.
Sure.
Not necessarily unusual words.
But when you've got super famous parents.
Yeah.
I guess it's fine.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. That's setting the bar story.
Welcome to the world, Aquaman
Moses. Aquaman Moses. There you go.
Good luck.
We'll tweet the cute little photo out.
Really
99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. By now, you know Ozzy Osbourne passed away at 76. Maybe you don't know, though, that back, back in 2018, maybe. As part of his show, the Louisville Leopard percussionists played Crazy Train for him and his kids.
They traveled to Nashville.
Yes. Yeah, just a bunch second to 10th graders there, part of the Louisville Leopard Percussionists.
That's so fun.
It was a part of A&E's Ozzy and Jax World Tour back in the day.
Awesome.
So yeah, so cool, so cool. And then Ozzy had some remarks.
Thank you very much. That was awesome.
Thank you, Ozzy.
That was awesome. Absolutely awesome.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you rate the kids?
10 out of 10.
I was going to say 20.
Oh, it was blown away.
Of course, Ozzy's going to drop a swear.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he passed away at the age of 76. Obviously, had been battling some illness, Parkinson's.
Yeah, for several years. He actually performed 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They had a big old festival, mm-hmm. Back to the Beginning. In Birmingham, England.
Yep.
Tons of bands were involved.
Black Sabbath got back together.
Yeah. It raised $190 million for charities.
Yeah.
So,
that's pretty. Wow. Pretty something. Yep, exactly. You can read more about it and see that performance, WDJX.com. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. This is going to sound really weird, but I don't know if I like my pants fitting me and the size I am. Does that make sense?
Okay, explain.
So I wear a 32 officially, like waist.
Okay.
I like 33.
Okay.
Because it gives me just a little...
breathing room?
Little room just to have...
some extra snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the belt do its job.
Yes.
You know, let the belt do its job.
Okay.
But it's not too big that it looks sloppy, right?
Right.
33-inch waist for me is just like, that's good. It maybe sits down on the hips a little bit. Anyways.
But officially, your whole wardrobe is 32?
No. Officially, like, I'm like a 32. So like, I can wear a 32. It's fine. It fits. I don't need a belt because it fits.
Snug.
It's not snug. I can fit some fingers around it, you know? Okay. But recently, my wife's been buying me 32s, and I'm just like, it's making me nervous. Like,
like 33s better.
I like 33s because it gives me...
I need you to transition me to 33, but it's a bigger number.
It gives me a little bit of just...
like, you're starting to wonder, am I starting to get to be a fatty? Is that what you're saying?
No, it allows me...
your moment of vulnerability? Like, am I becoming a fatty?
No, it allows me an inch... of just leeway,
right.
of give and take, you know? Some days maybe, you know, you're not, I don't know.
I'm not feeling 32. I'm feeling 33 today.
I'm thinking, as long as I keep items of clothing, am I still going to be this size in 10 years?
Well, that's the goal, I guess, right?
I guess that is the goal, and then maybe that's a goal for me to have, but...
So, here's my question. Do you have 33s in your wardrobe?
I do.
If you're officially a 32?
No, I do. I have 33s.
How many 33s do you have?
I have several 33s.
So, you've been gravitating towards the 33s, is what you're telling
well,
me.
Well, I've had the
33s. You want to live in your 33s, but your wife is still making you wear the
32? No. So like, I've had the 33s, and my wife has gone, you know what, I held up the 32s, and I'm like, that looks like... more your size than 33s. And you know, different brands have different sizes. It should be universal where it's like, okay, for women, it's like, okay, a size 10 is a size 10 is a size 10 is a size 10. But it's different depending on
different... there are certain stores that size differently.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you just have to know what size you are in that store.
And that's kind of the same for guys, too, mm-hmm. in a sense, where I can wear a size 33 in one brand, but then this other brand, it's like, it's probably better if I do a 32, because then it kind of looks like sloppy.
So what is your point? Are you wanting to live more of a 33 lifestyle, and you need to tell a little message to your wife, like, hey, can you get me some more 33s?
No, I kind of.
Okay. Commit to the message.
Where it's I feel more comfortable in a 33, giving myself
a little breathing room, stretching room.
Not
if
that
you will.
I not that I can't fit into 32 because I'm right. That is what I am. But
oh, yeah. Right, like I am 32, but I want to live 33.
Want to live that 33 lifestyle?
Yes.
Want to have that?
Okay. Should we just send her this break?
Nah, she didn't need to know about this.
Oh, okay.
She'll I'll work it out.
Buying you the 32s.
I'll work it out.
Okay. You're just going to
on my own time.
Take them back and say, hey, babe, do you have that receipt? Pants?
You just go I really take like care these pants. It. I just want to get another pair.
On the down low?
I just want to get another pair.
I'm going to switch them out to a 33.
No. I mean, and to be fair to her, she asked me. She's like, do those fit? Do they feel good? And I go, yeah.
Well, that's your fault.
What? Don't say it like that.
That's your fault for saying, you know what? I actually do like the way 33s feel better, if I'm going to be honest. That's all you have to say. How long you been married?
It's too late now.
It's okay to admit.
It's too late
now. That you need a bigger number. I know mentally what that does to you. Like, I refuse to buy bigger clothes because that means my body's bigger.
Yeah.
I understand that.
It's part of growing up, I guess.
It's part of growing up.
All right. Hey, if you missed anything from the podcast or from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast if you want.
Are you still buying medium?
No, I'm not. Tops? I've graduated to large. Okay. I've graduated to large on those. No, those are large. Yeah. Large top, 32, 33-inch waist. There you go.
But leaning towards leaning 33.
Yeah. missed connections. The name's Don, not Ron.
Don, not Ron.
And cologne as a gift for a coworker.
We have ruled against that.
Yep. And then, you know, your inconvenient first world problems.
Sure.
Sure. All that on the podcast.
Oh, enjoy
what else, Kelly?
That's it. Just enjoy it.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.